Greg, you and I often worry about whether we're being too simplistic in these segments, but apparently 70% of Americans would flunk a basic financial literacy test?
I don't think we'd have guessed that, but it's true. A survey that appeared in a Securities and Exchange Commission study said 70% would flunk a test, and only 1% would get an A, and these were pretty simple questions.
And I'll put a link to that Securities and Exchange Commission study at our website, kplu.org. It's pretty interesting reading. It is, some of the findings from there, they say studies have found investors do not understand the most elementary financial concepts such as compound interest and inflation.
Yeah, it wasn't like people were being asked, what's the square root of 2,073? You know, they were fairly simple questions like the ones you just mentioned. One of the ones I liked was, which is the safer way to go? Put all your money in one stock or in a mutual fund? 48% answered that incorrectly. And I guess for those people, we should say mutual fund is the correct answer.
Well, what can we do about this? People really do need to know the basics of finance.
Well, we've talked before about finding books. The books are all over the place. When I was first starting out, I didn't know what I was doing, how to find an insurance program, how to find a bank, what kind of investment opportunities there were. So I went to Sylvia Porter's Money Book, which I think you'll see if you look around is kind of the Bible of personal finance. It's 1,100 pages, but you don't have to read it all the way through. You just pick out the parts that affect your life at that time. But, you know, there's so many. Susie Orman writes tons of books on this subject. Dave Ramsey, a University of Washington graduate, is one of the premier authors of personal finance book. Another Seattleite, Bill Schulteis, has written one of the great investment books called The Coffeehouse Investor. So you can do that. I think that's one way to go.
Well, Greg, you and I are both self-taught when it comes to our financial education. But I suppose people can go to classes, community colleges. Do they offer classes for this?
It's remarkable. Not only do they offer them, they're very inexpensive. Some are free. Some are $5. Depends on what they are. Maybe always less than $100. And everybody offers them. You can even do them online.
Now, the Securities and Exchange Commission did this study on financial literacy because they were required to do that under the Dodd-Frank legislation. So does this mean that government's going to attempt to do something about financial literacy?
There are programs that the government is trying to put into effect. But to be honest, some people don't think they're going to do anything. In fact, Forbes magazine called it moronic. So everyone's going to have to judge, I guess, for themselves what's going to come out of it.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.